Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station at WPGW AM and FM. Ava Shane is the producer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. They had a problem getting the officials here on time, so the game was a little late, is a little late starting, as you know. But we should be underway here momentarily. Lynn Ben's daughter, well, Lynn Hughes' daughter, is going to be jumping for Parkway. That's Allison Hughes, and jumping for Fort Recovery will be Sage Luthold, and the tap goes to Fort Recovery. And we're underway here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Fort Recovery and Parkway battling tonight. Parkway 5-0 on the year. What a record. Fort Recovery still searching for their first win. They are 0-4 on the season. Kennedy Mollenkamp over on the right side. Bounce pass down low. There's Guggenbiller up, no good. Good shot, just wouldn't go. Rebound comes down to Hughes. Allison has the school record for career rebounds, we understand. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Parkway, and there's going to be a jump ball called as Emery Niddle missed that one for the Parkway Lady Panthers. They're coached by Dan Williamson, and Fort Recovery, of course, coached by Holly Gann. Here's Hughes firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery brings it up. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Proud to be serving you with the finest in pharmaceuticals. That's Calp Pharmacy. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold, back out top between the circles. Niekamp with the basketball there. She'll pass over to Maddie Guggenbiller on the right. Guggenbiller looking for a teammate, has it knocked away, and it goes out of bounds off of Maddie. Give credit there to Parkway's Paige Williamson, who caused that turnover. And Parkway has the basketball back. No pressure here to start the game for Fort Recovery. Once again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. MAC conference action here, Fort Recovery and Parkway. Here's a shot from the left corner. No good air ball, rebound up, no good by Parkway. Rebound comes down to Maddie Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians on the move. Down in the corner, there's traveling called on Carly Niekamp, and that definitely was. So Parkway will get the basketball back here. Once again, this is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com coming your way tonight. Tomorrow night's game at Parkway will be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com, so if you want to listen to the boys' game tomorrow night, you need to tune to FRR. But tonight, we're on both. Shot fired up from the right side, no good. Sage Luthold knocked it out of bounds. Parkway with the basketball underneath their own hoop. No score in the game yet here. We played 2 minutes. Here comes the inbounds pass from Gabby Stober. Comes in over on the left side. Back out front. Parkway with the ball over on the left wing. Emery Niddle with it. She'll feed it off. Here's a drive to the hoop. Up and no good. Blocked by Fort Recovery. And there's going to be a foul called on, I think, Allison Hughes. Yes, it is. Allison Hughes picks up the foul. Trying to grab the rebound away there, so Fort Recovery will have the ball. No pressure by Parkway. A 5-0 record. 5-0 record for the Parkway Panthers. Here's a shot from the right side up. It is no good by Sage Luthold. And on the rebound, there is a foul called. I think they're going to call that on Fort Recovery. On, looks like Britton Bruns gets called for the foul. We will have the Fort Recovery boys game on Saturday from Bradford. We invite you to tune into that. It'll be on both the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ed Thurman's going to call that one on the radio on Saturday night, as I have a Jay County assignment. Shot is up and no good by Parkway and goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Nice spin move down the lane. Stops. Passes off to Niekamp. Here's Sage Luthold. Back outside it goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp dribbling the basketball. Back outside. Still no score. We played 3 minutes in this game. Maddie Guggenbiller right side. Back out front with the ball. Britton Bruns. Here's Niekamp with it. She'll fire a three. It's short. No good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. They're going to call Maddie Guggenbiller with the foul. And on Maddie, it's going to be number one on her. Ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you right to your home on a weekly basis. All you have to do is sign up for it from Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana. Shot is up and no good by Parkway. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Nobody can get the ball to go in the hoop here. Maddie Guggenbiller on the left lost it out of bounds. Turnover on Fort Recovery. That was an unforced turnover there. And it'll be Parkway with the ball. Their guards, Paige Williamson and Gabby Stober, bringing it up. Stober over to Williamson on the right. Passing back on the left side to Emery Niddle. Niddle back over here to Williamson. Fires it up from three-point land. No good. Rebound back up and in by Allison Hughes. And finally, somebody scores. Allison Hughes gets the basket, making it 2-0 Parkway on top with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. From the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, Kennedy Mullenkamp almost had it stolen away there, but got it back. Over on the left, here's a drive, and it's loose, picked up by Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold back out front, over to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball between the circles. Right side it goes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell will pass to Kennedy Mullenkamp in the lane. Pops the shot. Little short, no good. Rebound comes to Parkway. Gabby Stober comes down with the rebound. Here come the Panthers. There's Williamson firing from outside. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up the court here. 2-0 score, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Parkway's only scored 2 points, and Fort Recovery has zero so far. St. Luthold right side to Niekamp. Callie Wendell with it. She will drive inside, and there's a foul called on the Parkway Panthers. Again, the Fort Recovery boys will be at Parkway tomorrow, and that'll be on only FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then Saturday night, we'll have the Bradford game on both the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's an inside shot up and no good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's a long pass down to the right side, and it's thrown out of bounds. Parkway turns it over. Fort Recovery gets it back. Looking forward to a week from Saturday when Fort Recovery will host Ansonia. Ansonia now guided by Tony Overton, former Fort Recovery coach, and, of course, former outstanding player for Jay County High School. So we'll look forward to seeing Tony and his Ansonia Tigers, who they are off to a 2-1 start right now. So is Fort Recovery's boys off to a 2-1 start. Callie Wendell will bring it up for the Indians across the timeline. 2:28 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Left it goes to Niekamp. Carly will drive, fire, and will miss. Good move, though. Rebound comes down to Parkway to Britton Bruns. Now back outside to Paige Williamson. We're at Fort Recovery tonight, Fortside Fieldhouse. Left side back out top. Here's a drive to the right corner. Ball's loose and picked up there by Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp came up with the ball underneath. Shots up and good by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp scoring right underneath, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. That's going to tie the game at 2-2. And the personal foul is going to be called on Emery Temple. That's her second personal foul. At the line, Kennedy Mollenkamp up, and it's good. Kennedy is only a sophomore and has really been the most consistent offensive player for the Lady Indians. Parkway with the ball. There's a long shot from the right corner. No good. Rebound, Callie Wendell. Parkway's shooting is just not on tonight, which is good for us. Of course, Fort Recovery's not exactly burning it up either, but the Lady Indians are on top 3-2 at the moment. Callie Wendell on the right goes down low. Here's Carly Niekamp turning, firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Allison Hughes. Again, Allison, the daughter of Lynn Benn, playing on the court where her mom had much success here. Shots up no good. Rebounds up no good. Fouls on Parkway. Fort Recovery ended up with the rebound. Maddie Guggenbiller will come back in. Carly Niekamp will take a rest. Here comes the inbounds pass to Callie Wendell. Don't forget, a week from almost a week away, the Fort Recovery Radio will be having their gala night when they're raising thousands of dollars. Last year they raised $130,000 to help needy families in the area. And they're hoping for more this year. So tune in to the Klan next Wednesday night on FortRecoveryRadio.com for that wonderful event. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Fort Recovery still leads 3-2. Sage Luthold with the ball out front. Over to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling, now passing to Eva Kolick, who's in the game now. Over to Maddie Guggenbiller on the left. Sage Luthold on the right. Sage dribbles, stops, passes off to Eva Kolick. Kolick back outside, it goes to Callie Wendell. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller. Back to Callie. Right to Sage Luthold. Out to Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball between the circles. Passing to Mollenkamp, or I should say to Wendell. Right side it goes to Eva Kolick. Back out to Guggenbiller. Now here's Callie Wendell. Mollenkamp gets it back. Fort Recovery passing it around. Here's a shot by Maddie Guggenbiller. No good. Rebound comes to Allison Hughes. She will dump it off to Gabby Stober. Stober now top of the key. Shot's no good. That was offline, did not even hit the rim, and time expires, and Fort Recovery has won the first quarter. Wow, did not expect this. 3-2, Fort Recovery leading here over Parkway at the end of the first quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, visit the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's Calb Pharmacy. Stay tuned. We'll be back with quarter number two coming your way in just a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Calb Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, playsets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And Parkway turns the ball over to start the second quarter. Fort Recovery comes up with it. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell top of the key. Feeds over to Carly Niekamp on the right. Here's Eva Kolick between the circles. On the left it goes to Callie Wendell. Tries to go inside to Maddie Guggenbiller and it's tipped out of bounds. Maddie will toss the ball back in here for Fort Recovery. Pass comes out deep to Callie Wendell. Top of the key. Right side it goes to Eva Kolig. Kolig back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Our second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And a three-point shot by Maddie Guggenbiller is good. Give Maddie a three, and that gives Fort Recovery a 6-2 lead. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Inside shots up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Gabby Stober got her own rebound of her missed shot, and she was fouled on the rebound. They actually called a shooting foul. So Stober for her first free throw opportunities of the night and hits the first one. She will have one more. 6-3, Fort Recovery leading by three. Parkway's 5-0 on the year. Fort Recovery 0-4. Free throws up and good. Fort Recovery will bring the ball up the court. Callie Wendell across the timeline, guarded very closely there by Britton Bruns. Two number fives guarding each other. Callie Wendell on the right. Dumps it out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery showing good movement here on offense. Here's Carly Niekamp on the left, and it's stolen by the Parkway Lady Panthers. Down up and no good by Gabby Stober, who had a nice steal, but she couldn't finish it off. Fort Recovery comes up with the rebound. In the lineup for Parkway now, we see Audrey Nichols is out there, number 14. And the ball is out of bounds. Fort Recovery on the turnover. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Right side it goes. And a steal by Callie Wendell as she stole a pass away that was attempted by Brentlin Bruns. And now here's Bruns stealing it right back from Callie Wendell. Bruns stopping, looking for a teammate, goes to Allison Hughes inside, dribbles, fires, and hits. Allison Hughes with 4 points tonight, and we have a tie game at 6-6. Hughes has 4 points for her team and two for Gabby Stober. For Fort Recovery, Kennedy Mollenkamp and Maddie Guggenbiller both have threes. Maddie had a three-point shot, and Mollenkamp had a two-point basket and then hit a free throw when she was fouled in the act of shooting on that shot. Fort Recovery puts the ball back in play. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it, passing on the left to Eva Kolig. Kolig bounce pass goes on the wing to Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Carly Niekamp. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell being guarded again very closely by Bruns. Back out to Niekamp, right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles to the right, passing back out to Callie Wendell. Dribbling the ball, passing to Niekamp on the left wing. Now the middle it goes to Sage Luthold. Sage will pass on the right to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back outside to Eva Kolig. Left side to Callie Wendell, driving baseline, and there's going to be, they say Callie stepped on the end line when she drove the baseline. So turnover, Fort Recovery. Once again, your head coach of the Parkway Panthers, Dan Williamson, has himself a nice year going, 5-0. Fort Recovery coached again by Holly Gann. Hughes with the ball on the left. Down in the corner it goes. Cross-court pass. Back out top. There's Williamson firing a three. Missed it. Out of bounds it goes. Untouched by anybody else. It'll go to Fort Recovery. Paige Williamson was way off the mark on that one. She has attempted three or four of those threes tonight and has not been able to connect on any of them so far. There's the ball tipped out of bounds by Parkway. By Gabby Stober, it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Adria Miller comes in for Parkway, and leaving the game is Audrey Nichols. Callie Wendell with the ball out front. Passing on the right to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes to Carly Niekamp. Back outside. Around the horn on the left, there's Callie Wendell. Wendell back out top to Eva Kollig, right side. Niekamp with it. Back outside it goes to Callie Wendell. Eva Kollig looking. She will dump it over to Carly Niekamp on the right. Carly dribbling towards the baseline, stops, feeds off to Callie Wendell. Callie way out on the right wing, back out top to Sage Luthold. Callie Wendell on the right, fires a three, can't get it to go down. A foul's going to be called, and Carly Niekamp going over the top of Parkway's Adria Miller. And for Carly, that is, let's see here, number one, I believe, tonight. Parkway with the basketball. Stober with it. Cross-court pass to Williamson. Down low to Hughes. Dribbling the ball. Double-teamed. Has it knocked away. It will be Parkway's basketball. Good job by Fort Recovery there, preventing Hughes from getting a decent shot inside. Oop, Hughes almost turned it over. Fat passes off to Stober. Misses a three. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Timeout is called by Holly Gann of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back right after this. Score right now, it's tied 6-6 Parkway in Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Rob Weaver here at Fortside Fieldhouse, our studio producer for WPGW, Mr. Eric Catterly. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Eva Kollig. Ava Kollig. Let's try that again. Ava Shane. I don't know why I had that problem last week, too. Ava Shane is our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. Fort Recovery with the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Parkway on Emery Niddle. So Fort Recovery will put the ball in play here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Tie score, 6-6. Fort Recovery led 3-2 at the end of one. There's a ball knocked out of bounds by Stober of Parkway. Comes in to Sage Luthold. Sage looking for a teammate. Goes back out front between the circles to Callie Wendell. Dribbling to the right. Passing off to Eva Kollig. There's Sage Luthold with it. Back to Kollig. Kollig dribbling. Bounce pass inside. Try to get it inside. And the foul's going to be called on Parkway. Looks like Carly Niekamp was fouled. That's going to be whistled on Adria Miller. That's number two on Adria. Carly Niekamp having trouble. She can't get it in. 5-second call. And that turns it over for Fort Recovery. .236 remaining here in this very low scoring first half of play so far. tied 6-6. 2:36 left in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's Williamson with it on the left. She'll pass on the wing down to Allison Hughes. Inside, Stober up and in. Give Hughes the assist. And Gabby Stober gets her fourth point of the night. That gives Parkway the lead at 8-6. Second time they've led tonight. They led early at 2-0. Here comes the pass into Eva Kolig over to Carly Niekamp. With the ball out front is Callie Wendell. Callie hands off to Mollenkamp. It goes off of Mollenkamp's thigh and out of bounds. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp was coming around to get the pass, and the ball, she just couldn't handle the ball very well, and it went off of, it was loose and went off of her leg and out of bounds. Stober with the ball. Feeds over here, and now back in the corner. Williamson firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Hughes. Good. Allison Hughes now with 6 points tonight. And Fort Recovery has fallen behind by four here. With a little flurry by Parkway in the last minutes. Callie Wendell with the ball. Feeds on the left to Collins. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebound comes down to not sure who they're giving it to. I think they're giving it to the Fort Recovery, and the official is not very happy with Coach Williamson's reaction. He was very animate that he had disagreed with that call. And the official stared him down for quite a while. Fort Recovery with the basketball back. Callie Wendell right side. Lady Indians need a basket here. She will give to Sage Luthold. Sage dribbling, passing over to Callie Wendell. And there's Stober stealing the ball for Parkway. Down she comes. It's up and no good, and a foul's on Callie Wendell. Wendell knocked the ball away from her, but fouled her in the act of doing so. So going to the free throw line will be Gabby Stober. This will be her second time at the line. The last time, she was perfect at 2 out of 2. This would give the Indians... it's no good. I started to say this would give Parkway, rather, a 6-point lead, but she missed the first one. Still 10-6. Second one is good. 3 out of 4 for Gabby Stober tonight from the line, and it's now 11-6, Parkway by 5. Full court press by Parkway. Maddie Guggenbiller brings it down, goes all the way in. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Bruns of Parkway. Here comes Williamson up the court. Right side it goes. There's Gabby Stober with it. Cross-court pass over to Brentlin Bruns. Back over to Stober. Down to 29 seconds. They may wait for one shot. I don't know. And again, they may not. Nope, they're not going to. Shots up and good for Parkway's Gabby Stober. That gives her 7 points on the night. It's now 13-6, 9 seconds left. Fort Recovery having trouble getting it up the court. Callie Wendell across the timeline. Over on the left, Sage Luthold back to Wendell, fires a shot and missed it. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. A rough quarter for Fort Recovery as they now trail in this game 13-6. Fort Recovery was outscored 11-3. In that second quarter, and most of it came in the last couple of minutes of the quarter. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also see the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget, they have an excellent selection of farm toys, too, for those Christmas gifts. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats right after we pause for this. You're listening to MAC Basketball from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing the Parkway Panthers 13-6.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Great message there from the OHSAA. Hey, it's halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse where the score is Parkway 13, Fort Recovery 6. Parkway 5-0 on the year, trying to win that sixth game of the year. Fort Recovery still looking for their first win of the year as they're 0-4. Once again, they trail 13-6 here at the half. For Fort Recovery, not much scoring. Three in each quarter. In the first quarter, Kennedy Mollenkamp had a two-point basket and a free throw to, at the time, put us up by a score of 3-2. And then Maddie Guggenbiller hit a three-point basket in the second quarter, and that has been it for the Indians so far tonight. For the Parkway Lady Panthers, they have 6 points from Allison Hughes, their star center. She hit three two-point baskets in the first half. Other than that, it's Gabby Stober with 7 points, and that's all the scoring for Parkway. Abby is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line and has 2 two-point baskets for her 7 points. Again, that's Gabby Stober with 7. So we only have 2 players scoring for each team, and the Parkway Lady Panthers have outscored the Indians 13-6 here in the first half. Once again, reminding you, coming up tomorrow night, Fort Recovery boys are at Parkway in a big conference matchup tomorrow evening. That'll be the first conference game of the year for the Indians. And you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have that one on the radio tomorrow night. And then Saturday, the Indians are at Bradford. And we'll have that on both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night. Jay County this weekend. We'll have Jay County playing at home in girls basketball tomorrow. And then the Jay County boys are hosting Newcastle on Saturday at the Jay County High School. Jay County boys trying to bounce back after a tough loss to the Fort Recovery Indians last Saturday night. We'll return with more here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, where it's halftime and Fort Recovery trails 13-6 to the, again, Parkway Lady Panthers. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, just a moment away from the start of the second half here. Both teams back out on the court warming up. Welcome those of you who are watching on the high school's sports TV network. And those of you who are listening on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, our studio producers tonight for the radio station, Mr. Eric Catterly and Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Kind of a small crowd here tonight, actually. Not a large crowd really for either team. And, you know, it is the holiday season. Everybody's busy with a lot of activities. That has a lot to do with it. Okay, here we go. Fort Recovery will have the ball to start the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Why not consider working for a great company, Cooper Farms? Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team for job opportunities. Oh, there's a nice drive by Maddie Guggenbiller as the Indians had the ball, but she couldn't get the ball to go down. That was a very nice drive. Had a great opportunity to score, just wouldn't go down. Right side, Gabby Stober with the basketball for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Allison Hughes comes way outside, gets the ball back. She'll pass off. Nice pass from Allison Hughes for the assist. give the basket to Audrey Nichols. That's her first basket of the night, and that expands the Parkway lead to their biggest lead of the game, 9 points. Shot by Maddie Guggenbiller, no good. Rebound comes to the Parkway Lady Panthers. Left side, shot by Gabby Stober, up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Pulling down the rebound there for the Lady Indians with Sage Luthold. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it. She'll pass over on the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles out top. Oh, almost double dribbled. Gives over to Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Sets on a three. Banks it in. As I watched it go up there, I said, there's no way that's going in, but it banked in. And that's another three for Maddie tonight, giving her 6 points on the night with two threes. Makes it 15-9. Fort Recovery's cut the lead back to 6 points. Gabby Stober with it. On the left it goes. Down low to Allison Hughes. And we have a jump ball call between Carly Niekamp and Allison Hughes. And it goes to Parkway on the alternating possession. Again, we understand Allison broke the school record for career rebounds the other night. She's still got a whole lot of games to go here this year. Little traveling call, but they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery and count the basket. Allison definitely took a few extra steps there. But she picks up the basket and got the foul call, and she's at the line. That foul is whistled on Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. And Hughes hits the basket, giving her 9 points on the evening so far of her team's 18 points. Fort Recovery with the ball, and they've turned it over, over and back. Callie Wendell just lost the handle on it, and it went in the backcourt, over and back on the Lady Indians. I don't mind coming over to Fort Recovery, get the cheap gas over here. Gas prices are very nice in Fort Recovery. I think unleaded 88 at one of the stations is at 264. There's a ball knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Parkway. Fort Recovery will have it. 18-9, Parkway lead. And here's a pass in to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller brings it down, goes all the way to the hole, fires it up and no good, and she's fouled. Maybe on Hughes. Nope, they're going to call it on Gabby Stober. So two free throws coming here for Maddie Guggenbiller. She has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. She will let it fly, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Very busy week for Fort Recovery next week. Let's see which games we have on our schedule for next week. Here's one more for Maddie. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Hughes. Every time she gets a rebound, she sets a new school record. Right side shot is up. No good by Bruns. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Let's see. Next week we'll be at St. Mary's on Tuesday for the girls' game. There's a shot up by Kennedy Mullenkamp. No good for the Lady Indians. And then we have the Versailles girls' game on Thursday. That'll be at Fort Recovery. Then we have the Ansonia boys' game here at Fort Recovery on Saturday of next weekend. Those are the games we have for you on the radio next week. And the games that we don't have, of course, can be heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery with the basketball here in the Cooper Farms. Third quarter of play, 4:54 to go in the quarter. Back outside, Sage Luthold. Over to Maddie Guggenbiller. Passing now to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it back out top. Left to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp to Maddie Guggenbiller in the lane, and she is fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. They're going to call that one on Adria Miller. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. And Dr. Banta is accepting new patients. He'd love to be your family's dentist. Free throw is in and out and back in for Maddie Guggenbiller. She will have one more. It is no good off the back of the rim that time. So Parkway with the ball. Left side it goes on the wing, back out top to Hughes. Right to Williamson, down low. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound back up and in. Nice rebound basket for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Adria Miller, her first basket of the night. And I think they said Fort Recovery went out of bounds right in the center court here with the ball. So it'll be 20-10. Lady Indians down by 10 now here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Nice shot up by Stober, but it's no good. It goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Parkway. Last touch by the Lady Indians. Stober to Williamson, fires a three-point shot and got it. Paige Williamson with her first basket of the evening. That makes the score 23-10. Parkway leading by 13 points and just steadily pulling away here. Fort Recovery actually led at the first quarter, 3-2. And here's Allison Hughes stealing the ball for Parkway. Here's Williamson, another three, and she got it again. And Parkway is really feeling it now, leading by 16 points, 26-10. And Fort Recovery calls timeout to save possession. We'll be back in a moment. 3:10 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Fort Recovery trails the Parkway Lady Panthers 26-10. We'll be back after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Our third quarter of play on the radio here being brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, several area locations, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. Kneecap passing into Kennedy Mollenkamp. Oh, there's Callie Wendell right down the middle, lays it up and got it. Lady Indians ran a perfect play to break the press there and score on a layup to make it 26-12. Parkway with the basketball. Williamson out front with it. Over on the left to Stober. Back out top to Hughes. Allison passes on the right. There's Williamson firing and hitting another three. She is red hot here all of a sudden. She couldn't buy one earlier. And now she's hit three in a row. 29-12. And a mad scramble. Fort Recovery gets it back. as that was almost knocked away by Avery White. Well, she did knock it away, but Lady Indians were able to save the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp, left side it goes. Eva Colley back out to Callie Wendell on a collision. Going to call a foul on Stober of Parkway, running into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Good old Donnie Werkamp over there on the front row of the bleachers. I don't think he's missed a game forever. Boys or girls, he's a number one Indian fan, that's for sure. One of the best. And there's a lot of great fans, and he's one of the best. Left side it goes to Sage Luthold. Back out top to Eva Colley. She'll pass on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller drives the baseline, brings it back out. Out top to Callie Wendell. Right side to Sage Luthold. Here is Eva Colley. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Turns, fires, can't get it to go down. Out of bounds it goes. They say it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Last touched by the Parkway Lady Panthers. Parkway with a flashy 6-0 record. Fort Recovery has not won a game this year. 0-4. 29-12 the score. Here's a long shot by Callie Wendell. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Parkway. There is Hughes firing, hitting. Allison Hughes getting point number 11 on the night. And it's now 31-12. Lady Panthers continue to pull away here on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Stolen by Bruns. She scores. Britlin Bruns gets her first basket of the evening, and that makes it 33-12 now. Lady Panthers on a roll here. On the left it goes to Sage Luthold, back out to Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll fire a three. It's no good, off the mark. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller, back up and in. Nice job by Guggenbiller. She is playing with much more confidence, it seems like, this game. Hopefully she can continue to do that and improve on her game. That gives her a total tonight of 9 points for Maddie Guggenbiller. Parkway with the basketball. Hughes back outside to Williamson. Right side to Bruns. Looks like they might take the last shot. Back out it goes to Williamson. Stolen away by Callie Wendell. Lays it up and no good. Can't get the layup to go down. Rebound Bruns. She'll pass over on the left. Here's a three-point shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the quarter as Avery White missed that one for Parkway. After three quarters of play, Parkway continues to expand their lead. They lead 33-14 over the Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, Parkway will have the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They lead by 20, almost, 33-14. Right side it goes, and it's loose, and going to have a jump ball here. As losing the basketball there for the Parkway Lady Panthers was Emery Niddle, and Fort Recovery able to tie her up. Fort Recovery gets the ball in the alternating possession. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Dribbles to the right. Feeds over here to Eva Kolick. Back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Throws it up. No good. Not a good shot by Maddie there. But Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. And now it's loose and stolen by Parkway. There's Hughes in the middle. Up and in. And she is fouled in the act of shooting. Allison Hughes continues to roll up the points. Number 13 for her now, and Carly Niekamp picks up the foul. Hughes a chance to add another point. She is one out of one at the line so far tonight. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. Again, we'll be at St. Mary's on Tuesday. Fort Recovery playing the Lady Rough Riders. There's Callie Wendell hitting a three. Nice shot by Callie. 36-17 now. Lady Indians down by 19 points. Right side, Stober back out to Williamson. Paige Williamson will pass into Hughes. In the lane, spins, fires, misses. Up. Spoke too soon. She got it. Allison Hughes hits it on an inside move. That makes it 38-17. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold. Back out to Callie Wendell. On the left over there to Carly Niekamp. Down low to Luthold. And Hughes tips it away and steals it. And now Callie Wendell steals it from Parkway's Emery Niddle. Down to Guggenbiller underneath. Missed the shot. Rebound Hughes. Another rebound for Allison Hughes. And again, she is the career rebound leader for Parkway High School. Every time she gets a rebound, she sets a new school record. Here's a shot from the left side by Williamson. Good. And she has been red hot. She couldn't hit anything in the first half. And she has four threes here in the second half. That might be four out of four. Four out of her last four for Paige. There's a drive up and in by Maddie Guggenbiller. Nice drive on the baseline on the left side. That gives Maddie 11 points. One of her nicer offensive games of the year. It's 41-19 now. Left wing it goes. There's a shot by Williamson. Misses a three. There she missed one. Rebound Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the left, Carly Niekamp firing and in and out. No good. Rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Again, tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys are playing at Parkway. We will have the game for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Not on the radio station, but on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Saturday night's game at Bradford, we'll have that on both the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night from Bradford. I think that's the first time we will ever have done a game from Bradford. Parkway with the ball. Left side shot is no good. Rebound to Callie Wendell. Missing that basket was Avery White for Parkway. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming all the way down. Can't get the roll. And we have a jump ball, and it's going to be given to Fort Recovery. I think we have a timeout. Yep. Timeout Parkway. 41-19. Parkway with the lead over Fort Recovery here in the fourth quarter. 4:42 to go. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
.442 to go. Parkway trailed at the first quarter, 3-2. But they've led ever since. Led 13-6 at halftime. Expanded that to 33-14 after three, outscoring Fort Recovery 20-8 in the third quarter. And they now lead here 41-19. Fort Recovery with the ball as we resume action. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the left, drives in, fires it up, missed it. Rebound comes down to Parkway. Right side it goes. There's Williamson going to be called for traveling. Paige Williamson called for traveling. That will give the ball back to the Lady Indians. Williamson tonight has 12 points. Allison Hughes is on the bench now as they put some other players in. There's Callie Wendell on a three. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound, battled for, picked up by Parkway. Lily Sweeterman's in there. She almost got the rebound. Here's a drive by Stober up and in. Gabby Stober hits a basket, giving her a total of 9 points on the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it down. On the left side, it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell will pass inside to Niekamp, up off the glass, won't go. Rebound comes down to Niekamp, back up, no good. Foul's called on Parkway. Carly Niekamp is only a sophomore. Eva Kollig is only a sophomore. Lily Sweeterman, who's in there right now, she's only a freshman. Kennedy Mullenkamp's only a sophomore. So a lot of youth for this Fort Recovery team. They only have one senior on the team, and that's Maddie Guggenbiller. Carly Niekamp at the free throw line. It's up and it's good. That gives Carly her first point of the night. She's come close several other times, but just couldn't get the ball to go down. Looks like Lily Sweeterman will go out of the game now for Fort Recovery. Free throw goes up and it is good by Carly. 2 out of 2 for Carly Niekamp. Carly's a nice-sized young lady, too. She's 5'11". And she's probably going to grow some more before she's done. Parkway with the basketball. Working the weave here. Williamson with it. Right side. Fires. Three-point shot by Stober. Gabby Stober. She hits it. Makes it 46-21. And Gabby has 12 points on the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp passing on the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling, passing to Maddie Guggenbiller. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the game here. Callie Wendell on the, Carly Niekamp on the left, drives, misses, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. And she'll be at the line for two shots. Listening to MAC Conference Basketball, Fort Recovery hosting Parkway tonight. Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Carly Niekamp at the line, and she missed that one. She will have one more. Bounces the basketball. Eisen flies, and it is no good off the rim. Rebound comes to Parkway, and they're going to call double dribbling on the Lady Panthers, Avery Whites. That will give the ball back to Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold on the left. She'll pass underneath to Carly Niekamp. Scores, and that's her first basket of the night. And she'll be at the line again. That gives her 4 points on the evening. She hit her first two free throws, but missed her second two a moment ago. So we'll see if she's going to be on the positive side or the negative side here with this free throw. Parkway sends several players in. With 2:46 remaining in the game. And they have doubled the score on the Indians, 46 to 23. It's up and it is good by Carly. So she has hit 3 out of 5. Callie Wendell will come in and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go to the bench. Fort Recovery also has Ella West Gertis in the game right now. Right side for Parkway. There's a shot by Bruns. Missed it. Rebound. Bruns got her own rebound. Outside shot. Up no good by Alexis Berry for Parkway. Parkway got the rebound again. Here's Bruns firing, and it's stuck between the backboard and the rim. That is a held ball when that happens. And so it will go to, I think, let's see here. Looks like it might go to Fort Recovery. Allison Hughes comes over and knocks the ball out of the wedged position there between the rim and the backboard. And it will be Fort Recovery's basketball on the alternating possession. 2:18 remaining in the game. Parkway leading 46 to 24. No, now they're saying it's Parkway's ball. I thought the one official pointed to Parkway the first time, and now they decide it is Parkway's ball, so they will have it. Here comes the inbounds pass coming in deep to Emmy Temple. Britland Bruns with it, passing over on the right wing. Driving down, firing, missing. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get it. As Shane Leben missed that shot. Bryn Shane Leben for Parkway. Fort Recovery with the ball. No press here. 2 minutes to go in the game. Parkway has this game nailed down. They'll go to 7-0 on the year. Fort Recovery dropping to 0-5. Here's a shot up and no good by Callie Wendell. Down comes Parkway with the ball after the rebound. They missed the shot. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Boy, again, Carly's a nice-sized young lady at 5'11", and only a sophomore. I see a lot of promise in several of these young kids that Fort Recovery's playing. Callie Wendell back outside it goes. Ella West Gertis had it briefly. There was Madison Heitkamp is in the game also for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell gets it back from Madison. Passing on the left side to Lily Sweeterman. Carly Niekamp down on the baseline. Passes back outside. Ball's knocked away and stolen by the Parkway Panthers. 58 seconds remaining. 46-24. Parkway leading here by 22 points. Down low, back outside. There's Bruns firing and hitting. Three-point basket for Parkway's Britland Bruns. That's her second basket of the night, giving her 5 points on the evening. And it's now 49 to 24. This might be the last possession for the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell back out front by the center circle, dribbles to the left, fires a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Britland Bruns, and they probably will just run out the clock. That's going to be the end of the game, the final score, Fort Recovery losing to the Parkway Lady Panthers, 49-24. Parkway goes to 7-0 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 0-5 on the year. Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at the TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse to wrap up the broadcast. Fort Recovery losing 49-24 to the Parkway Panthers. Lady Indians actually led at the end of the first quarter, a very low-scoring first quarter. Fort Recovery led 3-2. That was on a three-point play by Kennedy Mollenkamp on a two-point basket in close, and then got the free throw on the foul call. And those were the only points that Kennedy scored all night, and that's kind of unusual for her. She's usually one of the best offensive threats for the Lady Indians. Leading the team tonight was Maddie Guggenbiller, who had 11 points. She had 2 3-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, and was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 11 points. 5 points apiece for Callie Wendell and Carly Niekamp. Carly had 3 out of 5 at the free throw line and a 2-point basket for her 5 points. Callie Wendell had a 2-point basket and a 3-point basket for her 5. Again, Kennedy Mollenkamp had the 3 points in the first half. Maddie Guggenbiller with 11, 5 apiece for Callie Wendell and Carly Niekamp, 3 for Kennedy Mollenkamp for 24 points for the Lady Indians. For the Parkway Lady Panthers, they were led in scoring by senior Allison Hughes, who is their all-time career leader in rebounds, and she set several new records tonight. Every time she got a rebound, she set another school record. She had a total of 2 out of 2 at the free throw line and had 7 2-pointers in the contest for her 16 points. Two other Lady Panthers were in double figures. Paige Williamson had 12 on 4 threes. Those all came in the second half. She couldn't hit the side of a barn in the first half on her three-point shooting, but got hot in the second half and ended up hitting, I believe, 4 in a row in that second half for 12 points. 12 points for Gabby Stober. She got hers in different ways, had 3 2-point baskets, had 1 3-point basket, and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 12 points for Gabby Stober. Next was Britlin Bruns. Britlin had a 2 and a 3 for 5 total points tonight. And then 2 points apiece for Audrey Nichols on a 2-point basket and 2 points for Adria Miller on a 2-point basket. So, again, Allison Hughes with 16, 12 points for Gabby Stober and Paige Williamson, 2 points apiece for Audrey Nichols and Adria Miller, and, again, 5 points for Britlin Bruns. Once again, Parkway trailed at the first quarter, 3-2, led at halftime 13-6 and never gave up the lead after that, winning the game 49-24. Parkway goes to 7-0 on the year. And the Fort Recovery Lady Indians drop to 0-5 on the season. Once again, tomorrow night's Parkway boys game will be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So tune that in tomorrow night on FRR. We'll have the boys game on Saturday on both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. So, again, tune us in on Saturday night for the game from Bradford High School. Good luck to the Indians as they try to beat Bradford there on Saturday evening. And that is going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks so much for listening in. For our fine sponsors you folks heard, and for the gals who are out there playing their hearts out, Lady Indians, again, just can't find that first win. Maybe next time. Again, we will be at St. Mary's next Tuesday when the Lady Indians will play the Rough Riders at Memorial High School. Have a great evening, everybody. For our studio producers, Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for the radio station, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.